Now listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 10. Well, Piers, our first semester at university is almost over. I can't wait for the holiday.
Me too. Why don't we go somewhere far away and forget about lectures and essays and all that hard work?
Sounds good. Now, how long will we have before we have to be back here on campus for the next semester?
We've got about 6 weeks, I think.
How about if we go to the coast? It would be great to do some swimming and surfing.
The coast would be good, but let's look at our other options. There are some mountains. They're nice and cool at this time of year, and we can do some bushwalking. There's also the desert, which I really enjoyed last year.
What about going to Sydney? I've never been there, and they say it's a great city to visit. Lots of things to do there, I've heard.
I agree, Sydney would be good, but there are too many tourists at this time of year, and I'd rather get away from buildings and cars. There are enough of those around here. I vote for the mountains.
Well, for places to stay, there are the usual places. Motels, hotels, youth hostels. You can go camping too.
I'm afraid I'm not a very good camper, Anna. I tend to feel a bit frightened sleeping outdoors. And the hassle of building fires and all the insects and...
All right. We'll forget about camping. Although I must admit it would have been my first choice. So what should we do?
Well, since neither of us has a lot of money, I don't think a hotel or motel would be possible. How about a youth hostel?
I'd rather not go to a youth hostel, Piers. They are certainly cheap, but you never get to be alone in those places. There's always a stranger in the next bed, and I hate sharing a kitchen with people I don't know. No, I think we should find a small holiday house to rent, and if we get a few more friends to join us, it'll be really cheap.
I think your idea is spot on, but who should we ask? How about Lucy? Do you think she would want to join us?
I was just talking to her this morning. And she said she was flying home to Taiwan for a visit.
Oh, well, what about Jim and his girlfriend Nancy? Oh, and David Hong might be interested. And his brother Walter is studying here too. We could ask him.
Hang on, not so fast, please. I'm writing a list of people to ring. Let me think. We could ask Jennifer too. I don't think she has any plans. And Michael Sullivan. I think I'll just ring them all now.
After ringing their friends, Anna returns to speak to Piers. Well, I talked to everyone we thought of. A few of them are quite keen, actually.
Tell me, what did they say?
Well, Jennifer can't make it. She's already booked a flight to Queensland. She said she was going to meet her boyfriend up there. I also talked to David Hong. He said he would come. He said he was really looking forward to getting off campus, too.
What about his brother, Walter?
His brother is going overseas. In fact, he is not even coming back next term. It seems he has transferred to a university in Canada. I then called Jim's house. His girlfriend Nancy answered. I told her our plans and she asked Jim. They both wanted to join us.
Good. They'll be fun to be with. Now, what about Michael Sullivan? Did you talk to him?
Yes, but he said he'd rather spend his holiday at home. He's not interested in going anywhere. Can you imagine? Later, Piers and Anna are talking while Anna fills out a holiday house rental form.
The form asks for home address. I've put mine, 52 Miller Street. But let me see if I've got yours right. It's 614 Valentine Street, isn't it?
You've got the street number right, but not the name. It's 614 Valentine Street. That's B-A-L-L-A-N-T-Y-N-E.
OK, we're paying by credit card. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Have you got a Visa card or a MasterCard? And I need to know the number, of course.
Sure. It's 7743-2129. But it's not a Visa or MasterCard. It's an American Express.
Let me just repeat that. It's 7743-2129. American Express, right?
That's right.
One more thing we have to write down. That's the deposit we're paying to reserve the holiday house. It says it should be at least 10% of the rental cost.
Let's just figure that out now. We're paying $350 a week, right?
Right. And we're planning to stay there for 5 weeks. So the deposit is, what, shall we say $225?
No, that can't be right. I'd say it's less than that. In fact, about $50 less. It should be $175.
I guess you're right. OK, that's what I'll put down.